You're listening to Lindsay Kinney on the EFT Zone Spotlight.
The ultimate truth statement is a technique I developed 2-3 years ago to get to positive stuff. When people want to affect some kind of a change in their life, then we needed a way to go toward that. And so in EFT, one of the first things you do is measure an intensity on a subject. Somebody comes to you and says, I have a pain or I have this heartache about something. You say, well, what's the number on it on a scale of 1 to 10? And they give you a number. But what if somebody comes and says, I want to get rid of the clutter in my house or the procrastination, or I want to be a more effective parent or a better skier or better public speaker? How do you give an intensity to that? And so I came up with this technique to deal with intangible issues, but it ended up being a tool really to work toward positive goals as well. And it's simple, but it's got several steps to it, but it's highly effective. And you just simply start with a positive. Somebody says, well, I have a lot of clutter in my life. Then we design a statement that's the opposite of what they have now. It's what they how they want their life to be. Let me use a different example of procrastination. I procrastinate everything in my life. And so we get a statement that starts very simple, which is I do everything on a timely basis. That's the opposite of procrastination. And then we build on that sentence, and I say, if you did that, if you did everything on a timely basis and you were always caught up, how would your life be different? And so people say, well, I would have more confidence, and I think I'd have more clarity, because now it's just everything's just so muddled, I'm so behind. And I said, no, stay on the positive. Okay, so if I did everything on a timely basis, I think I'd be happier, I'd have more joy in my life, more peace of mind. I think I'd have more confidence, I'd make more money, I'd keep commitments, people would like me, I'd like myself better. I mean, they go on and on. Some people I need to help because they can't even see what it would be on the other side. Well, then we build a statement around that and around the emotions that would cause. If you did things on time and you were more effective in work and you made more money and you had more friends, how would that make you feel? And that's when we add in the joy and the peace of mind and happiness and sense of accomplishment and all that. We build a powerful statement then around that. It sounds something like, I have more joy in my life, more peace of mind, and more confidence because I do everything on a timely basis. I get more done. I'm more effective at work. I'm a better parent, all because I do things even before they're due. And I see now, how does that statement sound as opposed to, I got to stop procrastinating. Or I got this problem. I can never get things done. I'm always behind. I have all this pile of stuff to do. I got to get rid of that. And you compare it to the positive statement, and they go, oh, that sounds so much better. So then we focus on that, give it a number on a scale of 1 to 10. That statement should be a 10. That means that's the way they want to be. And I say, where are you now? 0 is, that is so out of reality, and most people are way down low. And I say, what's in the way of you getting that? What's in the way of that being true, you doing things on a timely basis and having that confidence? And most people come up with a reason, well, I don't know how, or I don't believe that I could do that, or, well, I'm afraid if I do, then more is going to be expected of me, or they'll say, I'm afraid if I try, I'll fail, or there's always something in the way, and it's often a fear-based thing. I'm afraid I'll be a target, I'm afraid of rejection or something. And then we set the truth statement aside, and we deal on the impediment, whatever is in the way. That could be as simple as a negative belief. I just don't believe I can do it. I don't believe I'm capable of it. There's not enough time in the day to do everything I need to do. So we deal with that belief or that fear or that impediment. Say, even though I have these limiting beliefs that I don't know how to do things on time, or these limiting beliefs that I don't have enough time or I don't have the skills, I love and accept myself anyway. And you simply then just do EFT now on that thing that's in the way of you having what you want. You get that down to a 0, go back to the ultimate truth statement and say, did your number go up on that toward a 10 so that it's more believable? And most people, it will have gone way up. And then we just focus on that positive statement and tap on those positive things. Instead of tapping in the negative, we're tapping in, I do things on a timely basis. On each point, you're saying something different. I have more joy in my life, more peace of mind, and more confidence because I do things on time or before they're due, and we're just tapping at each point until they start really owning that statement. By the time they're done, they're so excited about it, they can't wait to go home and just start practicing it in their lives. And so it's employing the law of attraction, which I'm a big advocate of and supporter of and fan of, and I use that in conjunction with EFT all the time. And because if you're focusing on what you want, that's what you're going to get, as opposed to focusing on what you don't want, then that's what you get. By focusing on the ultimate truth statement on how they want things to be, they're going to attract those things in their lives. Because I do live in the Bay Area, with my partner Zoe and I just came up with the name Golden Gate Technique because of the three different parts. And the thing is, when you're tapping, you give yourself an intensity number between 1 and 10. When your intensity is high, it's a very negative problem. Let's go back to a fear issue, which is so common. And it's a fear that's between an 8 and a 10. I just have people focus on that. Even though I have this fear, love and accept myself, this fear. I don't want to fail. I'm afraid of rejection. Do a couple of rounds on just the fear. And when the number drops below an 8, then you add in another little element, which is a little bit of the positive, saying, even though I have this fear, I want to let it go. And so you're giving another voice to it. Instead of just saying, I have this fear, you're saying there's a part of me that wants to let it go, and there's a big part of me that's hanging on to it. But you're acknowledging that you're changing a little bit. And so you, between the number 7, the intensity number of 7, and 4, you're using a statement along the lines of, I want to let it go, it's okay to let it go, I'm ready to let it go, I give myself permission to get over this issue, and I love and accept myself anyway. And as you tap, you do one round on the negative and the second round on this remaining fear, I want to let it go. This remaining fear, I want to release it. This remaining fear, I want to be fearless. So you're introducing the other aspects with a positive way you want to be, and it helps shift issues much more quickly. When you get to the third section of the bridge, so to speak, which is at 3 or below, then I use Pat Carrington's technique of choice statement, saying, even though I have this fear, I choose to let it go. I choose to eliminate it. I choose to be fearless. I choose to be courageous. I choose to be brave. I choose to trust myself is a big one. I choose to make it easy, that sort of a thing. So Golden Gate technique is very easy. It's just a way of using the wording to your benefit to acknowledge both parts of you, because we have a battle inside saying, I want to keep this issue, and another part saying, I want to let it go. And you just acknowledge that and argue back and forth, and it dissipates the issue much more quickly. Bundling baggage technique is my favorite technique. Ultimate truth statement's a close second, but bundling baggage is my favorite because I use it almost on every single session. It goes back to what I was saying before, that most issues are as a result of childhood traumas and abuses and decisions and perceptions. So if a little child comes to believe that they're not okay, they're not good enough, something's wrong with me, based on things that have happened in their childhood, then that's going to affect the rest of their life. So bundling baggage technique, we put all of those transgressions together. And I talk to them in this way, to the client. This is a technique you can actually do yourself. It's an advanced technique, but it's so simple. You can use it yourself. So you take all of the times that you were made to feel you weren't okay, you weren't good enough, something's wrong with you. You don't have to go through all the incidents. You're just saying to yourself, I'm going to put all that together, all those repetitive little traumas and little abuses, putting them all together and giving them a number. And usually it's a 10. Unlike being specific, this is the opposite. You're gathering a whole bunch of things that are similar and repetitive. And we often give it a name, like childhood abuses or childhood traumas or daddy's tantrums or mother coming home drunk or something that represents all of that time. One client called it her sucky childhood, and I have them give it a 2 or 3 word name that to them represents the misery that they had in their childhood that caused them to make those decisions about themselves. Put it all together, and then we give it a number, and then we tap on that. Let's just say we use the name, my childhood traumas. even though I had all these, I'm still affected after all these years on my childhood traumas. I love and accept myself completely, or I want to love and accept myself completely. And you tap that down to a zero, and it goes very quickly. I have a teleclass on it that I did, a year ago or so, and I think I used three different subjects in that teleclass with a bunch of baggage from their childhood in a 90-minute teleclass, did all three people down to a zero, and that's while I'm giving the explanation as well. So in a session that would normally maybe take 3 hour, hour and a half sessions to go through somebody's childhood stuff, traditional therapy would be years. We can dispense of a whole childhood of misery in about 20 minutes or less, and that leaves the rest of the time to, now what do you want to affect good in your life today? Somebody comes in and says, gee, I'm sabotaging my relationship. This is the third one I've screwed up, and, well, how come that is? And we go back, clear up the baggage. It was caused by something in their childhood, that baggage. We then can work on them having good relationships. Well, one of the questions that I'm asked a lot by email is, are people saying, how do I learn EFT? I've downloaded the manual and I've watched the DVDs, and what else do I need to do? That's how I learned EFT as well, manual and the DVDs. But there's an element that you just can't get by reading books or watching videos, and that's experience. And so a live workshop allows you to have experience, at least in mine. I'm not sure that other practitioners do this, but after I explain EFT and do demonstrations of it and do some muscle testing and that sort of thing in a level one, then I have them pair up and practice it. And it just blows them away that they're actually doing it themselves. And the analogy that I use is, you could watch 1,000 DVDs on how to swim. You could sit on the beach for days and watch people swim. And you could listen to audios about swimming and pictures about swimming. But until you get in the water and do it yourself, you're not going to learn how to swim. And it's one of the things I believe about EFT, that when you're practicing on your own, you don't have anybody to ask a question. Why isn't this working? Am I doing it right? Am I tapping in the right places? What do I say? And in a live workshop, you have that interaction with people. They're just asking questions constantly, questions about tapping and why do you do it this way and why not that way and why am I getting this result and not getting that result. And so the live interaction in the Q&A is absolutely priceless when it comes to learning EFT. And I've had a lot of people that have come to me and said, you know, I've actually been practicing EFT and using it on others for a couple of years, so I want to come in at the level two and level and start go right into the level two workshop. And I say, no, I really insist that you do level one. You're going to learn so much in level one that you didn't know. And plus, we cover a lot of processes that are way beyond the requirement, like the Golden Gate technique, which I've mentioned before, and I use choice statements. Learning about reversals and the 9 stumbling blocks of EFT are really invaluable for practical everyday usage of it. And so people that have even been doing EFT as practitioners learn a lot, or people who have gone to other workshops learn a lot by doing our level one. So I'm a big fan of our own workshops, and my partner Zoe Walton is excellent. I think we have a good chemistry together in really teaching people how to use EFT, not just what EFT is, but how to use it and how to have it effective, how to have it transform their lives. And our level two is for people that want to take EFT to another level, not necessarily be practitioners, although a lot of practitioners are in there, but just people that want to do more effective EFT. And in that, we teach several other techniques, like the bundling baggage technique and the ultimate truth statement and the tearless trauma technique, one of Gary's techniques, and several other things using intuition, advanced choices, statements, a lot of law of attraction things. And people come out at the end of 2 days just astonished by how much they've learned, and they get a lot of practice working with each other one-on-one, and then we work with them. We walk around the room and answer their questions, and we do a lot of demonstrations in front of the room. It's a very interactive course and very powerful. And then our level two, we take all those techniques that they've learned and they practice some more and they really hone their skills. So they're learning the art and the mastery of EFT, not just the rote techniques, but the detective work and doing it and using their intuition to get the most from clients. And we go over complex issues and how to unravel them and how to deal with abuse issues and weight issues and And I've tied that and now my level three into what I call the Ultimate Practitioner's Workshop. So it's a 3-day course where they come out at the end, I think, is as good as some of the masters. I hate to say that, but they really have their skills down. All they need is more practice, but they know how to use the techniques and how to handle the toughest cases, and their confidence level is really high. And a lot of people actually go through that course that aren't really interested in becoming a practitioner, but maybe want to take it into their own workplace in some way or just be more effective in using EFT on their own. They may want to take it into their business or into their retirement community or their health club or use it in sports performance. That's one of my favorite classes, is that Ultimate Practitioner's Workshop. My favorite class is a new one that we just started, using EFT and the Law of Attraction, and I call it The Secret of the Secret, based on the popular film from 2006. Using EFT and the Law of Attraction to affect what you want in your life, and it's a very powerful class, and we just got astonishing results in those 2 days. We're probably going to do a couple of those a year because it was such a popular class and so powerful. That's my favorite one, using the two most powerful tools in the universe to get whatever you want in life, to live the life of your dreams, which I live.